Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com.
SEC Media Day is here live in Tampa. Sports Talk Mississippi. Our coverage is brought to you by Cannon Motors. Kamario Taylor. Kamario, everybody's been asking me about you. I'm glad to finally get to sit down and chance to talk to you. You have been the talk of this event. You've seen Nick Saban talking about you. You've seen every interview I've done, every interview we've had on Sports Talk Mississippi, I've asked about you, and they're all like, yeah, that guy, that kid, he's got it all. How do you block out the noise and get ready for the season?
It's kind of easy, like, once you've been in the football industry for so long. Mm-hmm. It just becomes, like, normal. You know, you're always going to have people who are cheering you on. You're going to have guys who are hyping you up. You're going to have guys who are trying to tear you down, you know. Mm-hmm. So, over time, it becomes easier and easier to block out the outside noise.
We talked to a guy who saw you at the Elite 11 back when you were in high school, and he said his scouting report of you was, obviously a tremendous athlete, but he's got a lot of work to do to get better in the passing game. Right. Then he watched you against Ole Miss and watched you against Wake Forest. He said, he's done the work. The work has been done. He's ready to take that next step. How hard has the work been to get to be the kind of quarterback who can play and win in the Southeastern Conference?
It has to be hard, you know. In order for you to give yourself a chance to go win, you know, you have to push yourself past limits that you don't know that you can't go past, that you think. Push yourself past exhaustion, you know. So just working, that's all you got to know. That's all it got to be a part of your routine every day.
Are you the type of guy, the type of player, you enjoy the work?
Yeah, yes, sir. You have to. If you don't, it's not fun. Mm-hmm. We got in this game to have fun, you know. So, like, and we got to understand, like, what comes with it. So you have to be able to have fun. You have to be able to distinguish between working out and having fun. Like, and while you're working out, you got to have fun.
So this is something fans are debating right now. You're going to make the final decision,
okay,
right? Are you K1 or are you KT1?
I'm K1.
Okay. I want to put that to bed. It's over. The debate has been settled. K1. All right. I'm telling you, on social media, on message boards, you see people doing K1, KT1. Why K1 over KT1? Why K1? Has that always been the number, the name?
Since I could remember, mm-hmm. when they gave me a nickname, they always called me K1. It was never KT1.
Okay.
Never KT1.
I will stick with that. I like K1. It's not as good a nickname, though, as Kelly Jones.
Okay.
But Kamario Taylor, it doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
It's true.
Stick with K1.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to ask you about the bowl game, because I don't know if your leg is made out of titanium or something, but when I watched that play where you got hurt, I was like, he's in real trouble here. Right. And then 30 minutes later, I see a video of you just walking. So are you actually Superman, or what happened there? You know, you had to – in that moment, what were you thinking?
I'm more of a Batman than Superman, you know.
Batman. You just escalated up to here. I'm a Batman guy. My man. Oh, man. I'll be Robin to your Batman any day you want.
I bet.
All right.
But in the moment, like, I was like, my knee is fried. Like,
uh-huh.
I thought, like, I was going to miss this upcoming year,
yeah,
because of the injury. But watching the video and, like, in real time, it feels like oh, I'm done. Like, mm-hmm. I'm done. So it was just all God, though.
Yeah.
Like, you watch the hit. If you watch it again, like, when you break it down, like, my leg just so happened to, the back of my heel was so happened to be off the ground.
Right.
And that caused me not to tear anything in my knee. So, it just so happened, like, God placed his hand over me during that moment right there. And, like, I can't be more thankful for him.
Is that one of those moments where it makes you think, if that happened to me in this moment, that must mean great things are in store for me?
Oh, definitely. Like, God gives you warnings before he sends the big storm your way, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And, like, and I felt like at the end of the Ole Miss game, I tweaked my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like that was the warning. And, you know, I, I hurt my ankle again. So, and that was the biggest storm. So now I gotta be able to come out of it.
You had all that cleaned up though. You're 100%.
Yeah, I'm 100% healthy now.
Okay,
100%.
You know, and I'm old enough, man. I'll never be 100% again. I just kind of am what I am at this point. So enjoy it while you're young. Fluff in the backfield next to you. You got Anthony Evans. You got Marquise Johnson, Zion Ragans. You got Sam Frisco. You got Aiden Williams. It feels like you got a lot of weapons out there. Who is somebody I haven't talked about? Who's somebody's name I didn't just mention there that you think somebody I need to watch this year?
Colin Wilson and Grayson Harris.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Those two guys, they put in the work. They've been extremely consistent. And, like, them on the football field is something, like, it's close. It's one to none. Like, no one else can duplicate the things that they can do.
Do you feel like you've got the speed out there that Brennan Thompson brought last year? Do you feel like you've been able to replace that and you got guys out there that if I want to take the top off and show off that arm that everybody was seeing at the Manning Passing Academy, you got the guys that can get down the field to catch it?
We have a guy that runs 10 flat.
Okay. Like, is that fast? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Brennan Thompson ran a 10-2.
Oh. Who is this?
Camden Capehart.
Oh, I've heard about this guy.
Zion Reagan's running 10, like 10-1.
Okay.
So – we got guys who can go run. Marquise run 10-3.
Yeah.
Like, we got guys that get, like,
I told Levy he was addicted to getting fast receivers. That's his addiction.
It is. Like, I extremely believe you. That's 100% true.
What do you got on the shoes here?
Oh, I go LV.
Oh, that's Louis Vuitton.
Yes, sir.
Okay. LV. I didn't know he made tennis shoes. I didn't make sneakers. I didn't know that. You learn something every day when you do these interviews. What has been the thing you've worked on the hardest from the time you got to Mississippi State to now? The more thing that you came in, you're like, got to get better at this. What is that thing?
Off the field, was taking care of my body, being in the film room more, learning how to read defense, learning how to diagnose defense. And on the field, it was like more so my accuracy, body control, just being able to, like, evaluate my throwing form, evaluate my throwing motion, like my shoulders and my feet, like just going back, trying to get back to my regular mechanics.
What is watching film with Coach Leppy like? What are those sessions like?
Every day you go in that meeting, you're getting a PhD in quarterbacking with Lev. Lev is a quarterback genius, offensive guru, and like he's a very intelligent person. So just being around him daily, like you have no choice but to evolve as a person.
Does he ever – I don't like to do player comps. That's just a thing for me. I don't like to do that. I know you made a comment earlier about you compare yourself to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
If you want to make that comparison, that's fine. I know some people in here are going to compare you to Cam Newton just because you're such a big guy. I'm not a big fan of it. But that being said, does Coach Leppy say, when you do this, it reminds me of this quarterback that I coach?
No, sir.
Doesn't do it?
Lev never does that. Like, he may say, like, he'll never do it to me. He'll never compare me to anyone else because he want me to be the best Kamario Taylor that I could possibly be. But like during interviews, like he'll say, like, he's coached guys who had the same like character abilities and traits that I may have. So like he'll do that like on interviews, but like he's never like directly told me like, okay, bro, you reminded me of so and so. No, sir, he's never done it.
I think that's a smart thing though, because it's, you don't want to create a standard that might be unreachable. I mean, if somebody says it reminds me of Cam Newton, that's a really high standard to meet. You said Lamar Jackson. What about what I will say is this. What is it about Lamar Jackson's game that you like?
I like his playmaking ability.
Yeah.
Like Lamar and his mindset more than anything. I love his mindset. Lamar came in the NFL, people said that he was a running back, you know. Lamar threw one MVP.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Sort of like Dak. People said Dak was going to be a tight end.
Exactly. And like I like people who overcome the odds, you know, like who beat the naysayers. That's the type of people I like to watch and like to kind of direct myself to be after.
You know, Lamar Jackson played Mississippi State once, right? Do you know what happened in that game? Do you know how many interceptions he threw? He threw three.
I know.
That was a good day for Mississippi State.
It was
out there.
But the next week he lit it up.
The next week he was great. Yeah, sure. For you this year, obviously we talked a lot about individual stuff. What's the team goals for Mississippi State this year? What does Mississippi State as a team want to accomplish?
We want to accomplish is becoming a brotherhood, being able to finish games. Like, that's the main goal. That's the ultimate goal, just being able to finish games. Like, last year we were in a lot of games. Last year we had a lot of games to, like, in our hands, and, like, we dropped the ball. So we want to get back to that point where we're finishing, like, not getting complacent during those games and just going out there and executing.
I asked Coach Leppy about his relationship with Coach Golding up at Ole Miss. Do you have any connection with Trinidad?
I do. I do have a connection with Trinidad. Trinidad was actually my roommate at Manning Passing Academy.
Really? Yes, how was that?
It was great. Like, me and him, like, we kind of clicked, like, and we exchanged numbers, exchanged, like, social media follows, and we just been locked in ever since.
Physically, there couldn't be two more different quarterbacks than you guys. You're tall, he's not, but at the same time, production, the guy has it all.
He does.
So, are you already looking forward to that trip to Oxford on Black Friday?
I am looking forward to it, but, like, also, I'm just looking forward to the next game, you know? Like, that game just means something more to Mississippi kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm also just looking forward to, like, the first game, September 5th, and then looking forward to next week and the week after that.
When you hear somebody talk about week one, he just opens his mouth and Jeff Lebby starts talking. We talk about one game at a time,
yes,
for sure.
Sir.
All right, last question. We got about a minute left. I've been asking everybody the same last question. Who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
Played against?
Yeah, down when you were down in Knoxby.
I played against a lot of guys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I played against a lot of guys.
I'm trying to think who Starkville or Tupelo would have had.
Starkville had Stunk or Trey Petty, but I didn't play against Tupelo.
Okay.
I think the best – are we talking about, like, the best player or are we talking about the best performers I played against?
Best player. He's putting thought into it.
It's hard. Like, I played against a lot of
– Yeah. Like, oh, we played players. Mississippi, man. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
I played against a lot of guys.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody at West Point that would have been.
Yeah. That's the best performers I played against.
Who was that?
KD Daniels.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 touchdowns.
That's a lot. How many did you have?
If he had 7, I had 6 then.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough. Kamario Taylor, K1, QB1 at Mississippi State. Thanks, man. Appreciate
you. Appreciate you.
SEC Media Days. We'll be back in just a minute here live from Tampa.
Great. Yes. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.